The initial reports we have are for some parts in the north, as you mentioned, the northern island of Anglais has been hit quite hard. There's inundation there of over a meter and a half. It's a rather small atoll, and it really suffered the brunt forces of the super typhoon Haiyan yesterday morning. So rescue teams had gone out and began evacuating people yesterday, but we understand that basically all the infrastructure and the homes are at a total loss. So, yeah, there will be quite a bit of work to do there.
We're hearing that there are no fatalities yet. Is that the information that you've got as well, no fatalities?
That's correct, and no serious injuries. And the same is for Micronesia as well. I mean, remember that this tract, since Monday, the Met Services have been picking this up and tracking across the West Pacific as it moves towards the Philippines. And with those early warnings going out from the Met Services, from the governments of Yap State and Palau, the residents were able to prepare. Some were able to evacuate. Some were able to prepare their homes. And that added, I think, to a lot of the resilience that we see in the communities is with the early warnings and the proactive steps of the government. I know in Palau, for example, the government had opened up 10 evacuation centers on, I guess it was Wednesday morning, for residents to go into. You know, they had shut down the schools and reduced kind of movements as much as unnecessary as possible.
Do you know if those evacuation centres are now letting people return home yet, or are they still staying in those centres? Are schools still closed down? Do you have any information about that?
Yeah, schools are still closed today in Palau. And however, most of the evacuation centres were, we understand, were shut shortly after the government gave the green light and everything was kind of cleared and safe to go out and proceed and people return to their homes. By, I believe, noon yesterday. But schools will remain closed, but we understand that they will open up on Monday. However, for the residents in some of the low-lying coastal areas that were harder hit, I'm sure it will be some time to rebuild homes, and especially on Anglais in the north.
So we need to rebuild homes, and there are people without shelter, without food, without water right now. How are emergency supplies getting to those people that are most affected?
Well, given the scope and scale of it, it's the Palau government is working closely with partners in the Red Cross to provide assistance to those populations that are affected. But it is a relatively small number, given the potential that this typhoon had. Our office, UNOCHA, is here on standby. Basically, the capacity of the government is exceeded. But fortunately, local capacities in Palau are able to meet the needs. And I believe now, I'm sure, people are really pulling together and helping out communities in most need there.
It is often in the wake of natural disasters that the most damage can happen, flooding and extensive rain after a typhoon or a cyclone or a hurricane has passed through. Is there a lot of rain falling down now? And what is the long-term plan to help these people who are most affected?
Well, my understanding, looking at the weather forecast, I mean, really the system has moved well west, so there's no significant rainfall in Palau, as I understand. In terms of longer-term plans, I think that's something that the government's going to be having to look at in terms of the resources capacity and what it has to support communities and getting back up on their feet. Remember, this just happened yesterday, so I'm sure there's quite a bit of action being taken in the coming days and weeks to address this.
I'm hearing also that radio networks may be down in Palau. How are people getting essential information, emergency information at this stage?
Yeah. Well, the radio services, I understand, went down in both the Yap and Palau kind of in the middle of the storm. And part of this was also kind of preemptive measures by power services to shut the power down and protect the systems that they had. So people lost radio communication. However, mobile networks remained up for the most part, however intermittent. So there's a lot of messaging going out by text messages going out to communities. And I think, the same was in Yap as well. Thank you for being kept informed.